Too Much Rock podcast number 779. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. I'll be with you here for the next 26 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We start with one from the Blue Herons. That's the project of Gretchen DeVault and Andy Jassy. I played the song Demon Slayer, and that's the title track of the band's new album that just came out April 3rd on Shelf Life Records, at least here in the USA. Too Good to Be True in France and Fast Cut in Japan, three great labels collaborating to bring you one great dream pop album. Lots of really strong pop in that one as well. That song there is kind of over the top, and I love it for that. I got lots of music for you this week. I need to keep moving on here. This is Softjaw with the song Pleased With Me.
I'm not afraid to die.
Podcast. We just heard from the Gnomes from Melbourne, Australia with the song I'm Not the One. That's on the band's self-titled album that came out November of last year, 2025, on Dog Meta Records. A little garage rock, a little power pop, a little bit of freak beat in there as well. It's got everything. It's very full-on retro and a whole lot of fun. Give that one a listen. Before that, we heard from Research Vessel with the song Which I Knew. That's on the part of the Charm 7-inch that came out April 1st on Sunday Records. An indie pop record there, lo-fi, and kind of brilliant, right? And then we started things off with Softjaw with the song Pleased With Me. That's on the band's self-titled album that came out also on April 1st on Dandy Boy and Bachelor Records. And that band based out of Long Beach, California, and just a wonderful power pop there. So many good tracks on that album. All three of those are winners. Give them a listen. Anyway, I said I had a lot of music for you, so we need to keep charging on here. This is the Melmacs with the song Lazy Hearts.
All the lazy boys, all the lazy girls, I go crazy, crazy. All the lazy boys, all the lazy girls, they never say too lazy. Well, I'm free.
Just heard from the Locusts with the song Having Said That. That's on the band's second album, Buzzkill, which just came out April 18th for Record Store Day on the band's own Gomer Records with some help from Label 51. Just excellent power pop there from Rick Springfield, returning some power pop roots there. And I love that song. That whole album's pretty good. Not sure I appreciate the AI artwork, but that song there, oh, that is a gem. And before that, we heard from the Melmacs from Dresden, Germany with the song Lazy Hearts. That's on the band's new album, Euphencholia, which came out April 10th on Spaghetti Town Records here in the U.S., Wanda Records in Germany. And I think they had a German release as well, though I'm not sure who that one was with. Just perfect power pop there. Last week, I talked about the Uni Boys saying it might be my favorite album of the year. Now this one might be my favorite album of the year. I'm not fickle. It's just really that good. Anyway, I guess I should let you know the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. Let's continue on here. This one's from Awful Den. It's called GTFO My Basement.
Get the fuck out of my basement. It's not very
Right here at the end. That was Grade 2 with the song Talk About It. That is the title track of the band's new album that came out April 3rd on Epitaph Records, that band based out of Ryde in the UK. That is a street punk record, but there's some real hardcore elements to it, and there's kind of like some Op Ivy feel in there. I don't know. I think it's a really good record, much better than I was expecting it to be, so give that one a listen, the new one from Grade 2. Before that, we heard from Awful Den with the song GTFO My Basement. That's on the band's new album, Antibody, that came out January 28th of this year on We're Trying Records, that band based out of Brooklyn. I think you can get that on CD, but it is not available on vinyl, sadly. I bet that one would sound good that way. Just a really solid indie rock record with some strong emo influences. The first couple of tracks on there are going to floor you, and the rest of the album, pretty damn good. Anyway, we are out of time, so let me go ahead and wrap things up and let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 779, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media networks like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. A quick look over the concert calendar. We see Amon Amarth playing with Castle Rat at the Midland on the 21st. 23rd, Spine is at Blip. 29th, Pentagram is playing at Record Bar. 30th, Shiner is at Record Bar Y. Jorge Arena is playing mini bar. On the 1st, AFI is at the Truman. Glixen is at the Bottleneck. Toasters are at the mini bar. Bill Callahan is at Record Bar on the 2nd, while Military Gun is at Liberty Hall. On the 3rd, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit are at the Uptown. Lords of Asset are at the Warehouse. Looking over at the website, there's a few new things there. Photos, videos, and my thoughts of the Sexy Accident from me and 90 Minutes Cassette Show, and another one of the Rat Boys and Villagers Show. I am out of time here, but I can push forward with one more. I've got a track here from Tanya Donnelly and Chris Brokaw. You know Tanya from Throwing Muses and Belly, and Chris from Codeine and Cum. They've put together an EP called The Undone Is Done Again that came out April 17th or April 18th on vinyl on Fire Records as part of a UK Record Store Day release. It is interpretations of medieval music featuring Chris's guitar and Tanya's vocals, and it's a weird little record that feels wonderful. So it's a great way to drift off here. I'm going to play one song here, Plata Leticia, and we're going to end things here with Tanya Donnelly and Chris Bokaw. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.